Elizabethan Sir John Perrot Wing. This wing was built by the rich and powerful Sir John Perrot, who had leased the castle from the Crown in the mid to late 1500s, following an accusation of treason against Sir Esap Thomas's grandson. Perrot claimed to be the illegitimate son of Henry VIII, and therefore half-brother to Queen Elizabeth I. He came from a rich Haverford West family, and when Elizabeth came to the throne, he was made Lord Deputy of Ireland, Constable of Haverford West, and Vice-Admiral of West Wales. Elizabeth requested him to rid the coast of smuggling and piracy, but instead he profited from an agreement with certain pirates. He made many enemies, and because of his activities, he was reported. For some reason we do not exactly understand, he was charged with high treason, found guilty and sent to the Tower of London. Normally, that would mean your head being chopped off, but Elizabeth refused to sign his death warrant. He died in 1592, still in prison, reputedly of natural causes, without knowing he was about to be pardoned. Perrot never saw his extension finished, but it was completed, roofed and glazed at some stage. The Perrot Wing, or Elizabethan extension, has two parts, with the west, or left side, being the smaller one. This wing is built on sloping ground, and experts tell us it is a wonder that it is still standing, as there are inadequate foundations. Here you can see the curved mullion windows, and on the first floor, seats by each window.